The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy 3. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game. Can't beat Breezy!
Our girl is officially 3-3. Let's get it going. This is for Kevin Hart tickets next week in Buffalo at Shays Performing Arts Center, January 22nd. So it's for next Wednesday night, and this is going to be a funny show. I mean, come on. It's Kevin Hart, right?
Hilarious.
All right. Looking for caller 8 right now. Let's go to the phones. PXY, what's your name?
My name's Genesis. How are you guys?
Genesis.
Where are you calling from?
Hey, Brazy.
Hi, Queen.
Genesis.
What's up, girl?
You
what's
are up? Caller 8.
Yay. Why is she so excited? I'm about to beat her.
Oh my God.
We love it.
Wow. Not the smack
I love
talk.
You, I love you.
I love you.
All right. This is great. This is what we needed because I asked Sam to smack talk yesterday and she was like, good luck, Breeze.
She's like, get it, girl. I was like, what? Okay.
Oh, well, she knows if I don't win the tickets, I'm going to wait outside the studio to tackle her later, right?
Oh my God.
All right. Wow, I'm a crazy mafia fan.
It's getting aggressive.
Yeah, she's a psychopath. All right, Breezy, leave the room.
A gentle tackle.
Okay. All right.
All right, Genesis, Breezy's leaving the room. You have 5 seconds to answer each question. And if you end with a tie with Breezy, you automatically get the win. All right, let's go to question number one. Genesis, what do you call multiple moose? What is the plural of moose?
A meese?
Going with a meese. All right, let's go to question number two. Genesis, what drink has vodka, coffee liqueur, espresso, or freshly brewed coffee?
Kahlua?
This is the name of a cocktail. What cocktail?
Oh, a White Russian?
Vodka, coffee liqueur, espresso, or freshly brewed coffee? You're going with a White Russian?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't drink.
That's okay. I probably shouldn't either. Let's go to question number three. What is the best-selling chocolate bar in the world?
Hershey.
You're really quick to answer these. You got a lot of confidence today, Genesis. Let's go to question number four. Who originally wrote the Declaration of Independence?
Benjamin Franklin.
Okay. All right. Alrighty, and last question. I'm counting on you for this one. This is a Rochester-based question. In 1951, Rochester had an NBA team who won the national championship. What was the name of that team?
Oh my goodness, the Flyers. I have no idea.
Alright, the Rochester Flyers. Is that your final guess?
Yeah, I have no idea.
You've lived here most of your life though, correct?
I have.
Okay, that's okay. Don't feel bad about that. All right, let's bring our girl Breezy back into the room. I'm going to tally these up, Genesis. All right, and I'm going to see how well you did. Breezy, come on back into the room. She's taking off those headphones. All right, Breezy, your work is...
How did you do, Genesis?
Your work is cut out for you.
I have to tell you, I'm not super confident on this.
Uh-oh.
I don't know why you're not super confident. You only got 0 out of 5.
Genesis, you were talking a lot of smack to get not even get a point on the board.
I was listening yesterday, and I had 4 out of 5.
Okay,
I came into the game real confident.
All right, let's.
Wow, this is a tough scene.
Let's go see how our girl Breezy does. Genesis, sit tight. You still have a chance to win this. Oddly enough, Breezy, question number one.
Yes.
What do you call multiple moose? What is the plural of moose?
I think it's just moose.
Question number two. What drink has vodka, coffee liqueur, espresso, or freshly brewed coffee? What is the cocktail?
Espresso martini.
Question number three. What is the best-selling chocolate bar in the world?
Tony Chocolione.
What?
Tony Chocolione.
Never heard of it.
Oh, well, it's really, really popular in Amsterdam.
Tony Chocolione?
Oh, my God, it's so good.
The most popular chocolate bar in the world that doesn't exist in America.
It's in America.
Who originally, number four, wrote the Declaration of Independence?
My dad's going to kill me.
Yeah.
Thomas Jefferson?
And question number five, Breezy, in 1951, Rochester had an NBA team who won the national championship. What was the name of that team?
The Flyers.
What the?
I don't know.
Who are the Flyers?
I don't know. I'm panicking.
I only asked because that's exactly what our girl Genesis said, too.
She said the Flyers, too?
Yeah. All right. All right. Let's tally these up. Not looking too good for our girl Genesis. Breezy got a total of 3 out of 5.
No, I didn't. Did I really?
She did.
What did I get right?
Well, the plural to moose, Genesis, is moose, not meese.
I thought so, but then I was like, why is he trying to confuse me?
Question two, that cocktail is an espresso martini.
Didn't know that, Genesis?
She said white Russian.
Drink.
All right, fair enough.
Best-selling chocolate bar in the world is a Snickers.
That's not a chocolate bar!
Yes, it is.
That's a candy bar. That's not a chocolate bar.
You can look it up. I fact-checked it. And
no, it's
number
not.
Four, Thomas Jefferson wrote the Declaration
did
of Independence.
Did I say that?
You did. Our girl Genesis said Benjamin Franklin, who contributed to it later on, but the Rochester Royals was our NBA team.
The Flyers. Let's go Flyers.
Who won the national championship. You know what, Genesis? We still have a little something-something for you, so stay on the line. We're going to hook you up.
Hold on. This is my game. I make the rules.
I'm hosting, so.
If you say something nice about me, I'll give you the Kevin Hart tickets.
Oh, really? You gotta pat yourself on the back.
You're so beautiful and talented and smart and funny, and I just love listening to you in the morning. You just make my whole day go better.
You got the tickets!
Thank you.
Hold on.
I won't come tackle you.
Okay.
Oh yeah, no, I was actually just scared of that.
Who are you?
I'm only 5'1". I'm not that big.
No.
That was very generous. To give Genesis. Who are you going to bring with you?
Me.
Either my boyfriend or my son.
I thought you were going to say either my boyfriend or my husband. Okay, stay there. We're going to hook you up.
No.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. We are not going to reward bad behavior on this show. Isn't that right, Breezy?
No, we never have and we never will.
No, why would we absolutely start doing it now? We're not going to.
Bad boys, what you gonna do?
Do you hear us, Michelle Fiorino, 44 of Hamlin? Michelle used to work at the Michaels at the Mall at Grease Ridge, the mall where magic takes place. The mall where it's safe to bring your children. Police say the woman is accused of stealing credit cards that were left behind by customers.
Ooh.
And investigators determined that Michelle used the cards to buy merchandise and then gift cards that were totaling to about $80,000 in losses to the victims. Essentially, what she did is she bought gift cards that were being sold at the store, and then she was using them. And Captain Michael Perkowski of the Grease Police
Department explained that they had to verify on surveillance her doing this within the store. They have a lot of video where she was just buying these gift cards. She was stealing the credit cards. And she also went out of her way to open credit card accounts in her own name. There were multiple names associated with the address in Hamlin, where she lives, that anybody thinks if they've had fraud on their end and there's an address in Hamlin attached to that fraud, you better contact the Grace Police Department. Make sure you check your bank accounts. Make sure you check your credit card accounts. And the charges that you see on there, you just want to make sure you can account for all of them. Michelle was arrested Tuesday.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
She is being charged with 2 counts of identity theft and 2 counts of grand larceny. She was released on an appearance ticket. Aren't we all?
Yikes.
So the investigation will continue as detectives work to identify additional victims, because there are more of them. But anyone with information is asked to call the Grace Police Department. If you did shop at Michael's at the mall at Grace Ridge, check your statements. I don't know why
Michelle
some
might be swiping.
Yeah, she's a swiper. I don't know why some people think they can get away with a couple of things when they, it never ends well.
No,
it really doesn't.
No,
she was brave though.
How long did it say how long she had been doing it for? Or was this like a short lived thing? I mean, $8,000 is nothing to wave a stick at.
Couldn't tell you.
Yikes. So if you've ever shopped there in your life, Michelle might have got you.
No, my poor mother was just there.
Oh, dear.
I don't know. All right, guys, got something you need to get off your chest this morning? We know you do, and that's why we do There I Said It on PXY Mornings. This is your chance to
clear the air.
585-252-9800 to share your unpopular messages. We'll get to them coming up next on the show.
Clear the air. Need to get something off your chest? Go on. Try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
People are pissed.
I'm like, it's Wednesday. What's the problem?
Guys, what's the deal? That's okay. You can vent 585-252-9800. Hit us up on the text line or the phone line. You know the number. Somebody's here. I don't know. Who is this? Just because someone cheated on you doesn't mean that leaving them is a valid option. There, I said it. I get so sick of seeing Facebook posts about people telling the world that they got cheated on, and the first option people have is to leave them. Why is that the first option?
Yeah. I mean, it's not the end all be all, I'll tell you that much, because especially when you're married, I mean, for better or for worse, those are the vows that you take, and if you feel like you can work through it, work through it.
Yeah. Lyle, this is the seventh time this month.
Yeah, I mean, if it's a pattern, for sure. Yeah. But I think that it's not always the only thing. And it's very easy for people to sit there and be like, leave them. Like, you don't have history with them. You don't know the ins and outs of the relationship, things like that.
Trudy is here. I haven't heard that name in a long time. What's up, Trudy? Women look way better with body hair. There, I said it. That does sound like a Trudy thing to say.
Oh, dear. All right.
Would you ever let the hair under your arms grow out for any given reason?
It's itchy. No.
It is itchy.
It's very itchy. I would never do that. I don't understand. I mean, like, to each their own, not going to yuck your gum. Do you? But I guess I want to know a reason why you do it other than female empowerment.
You know, here's the only issue I have. And listen, you do you, like Breezy said. I don't care. The only time I care is when it's around my food. Because the girl who makes my coffee, the barista, very pretty girl, but she wears a lot of tank tops and she has a lot of underhair. Okay. And it's falling out. And, you know, there's food that you're dealing with. So you might want to put some hair nets under your arms. Let's go over to Joe. Joe, who's this? My girlfriend eats bananas with the skin on. It is the most disturbing thing I've ever seen. She needs an evaluation. There, I said it. Why would anyone do this? I don't know, Joe. Probably the same reason she doesn't peel the skin off of you.
This person says, shaving your head for cancer as someone without cancer is completely unnecessary and even downright offensive to people who have cancer. There, I said it. I am a cancer survivor.
Wow.
It's an interesting take. Bald for bucks, all that stuff. I guess it's not as beneficial as we really think it is.
Well, we had this conversation, when was it? Last month, you know, did Full House star Dave Coulier gave his cancer battle update. And who got roasted? Who's his buddy that got roasted?
John Stamos?
Yeah, John Stamos did that.
Well, he didn't actually shave his head. He just put a bald cap on.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's,
I mean, he got to actually go through that too.
It was a bad luck.
Yeah. So, interesting. This person says, I don't care what anyone says, work functions should be brought to a screeching halt. There, I said it. We don't need to socialize outside of work or have parties. I'm here to do a job and then go home.
Yeah, I've been to some very uncomfortable office birthday work party settings. Very uncomfortable. Because I used to work in an office where, you know, we were all selling skin cream. I was head of operations, whatever the hell that means. And there was four people there. And they always felt the need to bring in a cake and everyone saying happy birthday. And it was the saddest happy birthday you could ever imagine.
Yeah. That's how that goes. Nobody knows your name at the end.
I was like, God, I begged them not to do it. I begged them. I'm like, please, I will pay you not to sing or even bring in a cake. Who is this? This looks like a really sad message this morning, you guys. Guys, do yourself a favor. Don't waste your time, money, or energy on Valentine's Day. Unless you've been married to the same woman for 5 years plus, don't do it. There, I said it. Also, if you meet a blonde by the name of Carly, do not date her. She is bitter that her ex cheated on her, so she treats men like crap and uses them for free meals and then ghosts them.
Okay.
These things happen. So sorry. There you have it. Nobody is allowed to celebrate Valentine's Day unless you've been married to the same person for 5 years plus.
This person says, I believe that couples therapy at the beginning of the relationship is necessary and healthy. There, I said it. You don't need to be in turmoil in your relationship to start couples therapy.
You know,
ahead of it.
I have to agree with
you. Get ahead of it.
Yeah, you got to get ahead of the curve.
I mean, why would you start it when things are already downhill? Now you're just backtracking. Now you have to fix that and work on the relationship. Just work on the relationship to the start.
Didn't you
sign up for couples therapy?
You just jumped back into therapy, 24 hours ago? It's coming up. Your girl's been gone for a long time because she decided to be selfish and go have a baby.
Like what? Like why would you do that to me in my mental health. She's like, I have to start my family.
Hi, Moose and Breezy. Justin Bieber is the hottest artist since Michael Jackson. There I said it. Oh, wow.
Hasn't released an album in years.
He hasn't done... You know, he hasn't had a ton of new music since getting married and settling down. But when he comes back, it's going to blow people away. The world was never ready for Justin Bieber. I'm so good.
People, this is the third message I've gotten this week. Where the hell is Gwendolyn?
How am I supposed to know? I'm not her caretaker. I'm not Gwendolyn's caretaker.
You literally are. You're the one who talks to her most days. You're the one who reads her text messages. And I think...
It's been months.
I know, but I think that you should check in.
I could do a wellness check. I personally think she's dead, but I don't have proof.
Oh my God.
Let's go over to Katrina. What's up, Katrina? If someone you love is dying, then pull the plug.
Oh my God.
What a transition. It should not matter if you were the power of attorney. There I said it. All right. And then this person says, I think nursing homes smell really good. There I said it. Okay.
We're going to stop there.
Let's go get a drink.
It's dry January.
Wow.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.